First, Patty, thank you very much for doing this interview with me. And I have to tell you, this is probably one of the best books I ever read. And here's the reason why. Number one, what I read, I did not expect. Number two, which I think is the best, I could literally hear you reading this to me. I could hear your voice in every word that was said, the intensity and everything else. This book draws you right into your world. I got to say, congratulations on being able to make such a great book.
Wow, thank you. That was a great intro. That's totally what I was aiming for. And I worked really hard to make it so that it did capture my voice and writing and rewriting and editing. And so that's awesome to hear. Thank you.
Before we start talking about the book itself, I think the most important thing really is, why did you decide to write this?
The only reason I wrote this book is to help others. Is to help others through similar situations. I know when I was going through really rough times, hearing somebody else who had been through it and got to the other side really helped me have the strength to get through it myself.
You know what? We might as well get right into it. I mean, like I said, this book draws you right into it. The sexual abuse that you went through, it amazes me that what you went through for so long and you were still able to... It was almost as if challenge it. Every time something bad came up, you challenged it, and you came ahead on this. Talk about going through this and the emotions that you had to go through to really conquer all this.
You know, when you're a child and you're in a situation as horrible as it is, it was my normal. And so I just had to do what I could to survive every day and to just be able to, not live in the shame and pain. So the story is really all about my journey through not just sexual abuse, but through, abandonment, rejection, time and time again, really unhealthy relationships, going through, single motherhood and drugs, alcohol, excess. So, yeah.
Whenever we talk about those situations, somewhere along the line, your faith was always involved and you seemed to always do everything you could to hang on to that. Seems to be very important for you.
Yeah, crucial. I don't believe that I would be here today without it. It's sort of what I could hang on to when everything else disappeared. I just had to hang on to that hope.
What was the hardest thing for you to relive in writing this book, do you think?
There's just so many different parts there's painful parts to just even talk about today. The suicide attempt and everything that came to a head up to that point was definitely a challenge.
Before you decided to write this, did you talk to your family about this? And what were their reaction before you said you were going to do this and then after the book came out?
My family has been really supportive. I flew home for about a month and, let everybody read it and weigh in on it and talk through it. And the response has been really supportive.
When you were writing this, I mean, I have to assume that as much as what we read is not everything, these are probably the most important parts. How did you go about deciding this is what's needed in the book and maybe this is something I need to keep for myself?
When I was reading it, I really wanted to have it be a book that you just can't put down. And so in reading other people's stories, if something lost my interest, then I would put it down and maybe never pick it up again. And so I really worked hard to make it something that you couldn't put down. And so I made it, wanted to be the most intense, most important issues.
Well, you definitely did that because I could not put this down. In fact, we were talking coming down here. I was asking, is there a chance that this is going to be either a movie or a miniseries, something? Because as good as this book is, people really need to see this and really understand this.
It's not something that is in the works at this point, but I would definitely be open to the possibility.
I so hope so. I'm just curious, too, and probably everybody's asked you this. What did your son think about this when you talked about doing this and, of course, having the book out?
He's been around for years as I've shared my story. He was 12 years old the first time I let him hear me share it. And so he's very familiar with it. And so he's really supportive. He wrote the foreword.
Absolutely. But I guess the thing that I'm – the fact of being in the position that you are, do you feel that this is a need to – and you kind of mentioned it earlier. I want to go into that and helping other people because I keep looking at you and I'm going, well, like, how tall are you?
4'8".
I mean, you are a tiny little person. Don't take me the wrong way. But I mean, for someone so small, you have so much strength that – gone through.
Thank you. Yeah. You know, I really wrote this in hopes to help inspire other people. I like I said before, I know that I was inspired through other people's stories. And so I really wanted to help other people get through some of their pain. And you know, Justin has witnessed time and time again where people would say, oh my gosh, thank you for sharing your story. It's really helped me get through this thing or that thing. And so, you know, he's all for it.
Is there anything that you learned about yourself in this book that as you wrote it, you may not have even realized about yourself?
I, in writing it and looking back through my journals, I was so awful to myself and just calling myself fat and lazy and ugly and, excuse me. And so looking back at that person today, you know, I know that I've always held the term, those who are the hardest to love need the most. And so reading back through my journals, I just thought, wow, that was just a really hurting teenager who needed to be loved.
So if you could go back to that little girl who was starting to go through all these problems, what advice would you have given her?
Oh, I would say that other people's perception of you does not define you, that you are worth loving, and hold on, and you will get through this.
Please tell me you're doing a book tour, or at least talks or speeches or something. Please tell me you're going to be doing something like this.
I would love to do a book tour. You know, I'm in the works talking with through my publisher, and we'll see.
If people want to get in contact with you, because I know once they read this book, they're going to want to give you their experiences and whatever. Is there a website or something they can contact?
Right now, there's... the website with the book information is nowherebutupbook.com. I'm not sure if there's a contact link on that or not, but definitely Twitter at Patty Millette. And that's all that's set up right now at this point.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I interviewed your son before his first album came out, and I had a blast talking to him. I've had even more fun in talking to you with such an inspiring book. Thank you so much for this interview.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It means a lot to me.